Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has made a decision, as promised, about whether the U.S. will remain a part of the Paris Climate Accords. He spoke in the Rose Garden at the White House.
So we're getting out, but we will start to negotiate, and we will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine.
Paris deal reached in 2015 set goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures. It was signed by 195 countries. During the presidential campaign, Mr. Trump repeatedly vowed to tear up the agreement, which he said was hurting American workers. Meantime, French President Emmanuel Macron reacted to President Trump's decision on the Paris Climate Accords.
To all scientists, engineers, entrepreneurs, responsible citizens who were disappointed by the decision of the President of the United States, I want to say that they will find in France a second homeland. I call on them, come and work here with us.
Other European leaders expressed dismay and anger in equal measure at President Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S., the world's second largest polluter, from the Paris Agreement. American military officials saying U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have pushed within 3 kilometers of Islamic State's de facto capital in Syria, and the major battle for control of Raqqa from IS militants could begin in the next few days. Meantime, the U.S. military says Iranian-backed pro-regime forces continue to violate a deconfliction zone set up around the army base. This is VOA News. The United States has levied new sanctions against 9 companies and 3 individuals suspected of having connections to North Korea's missile program. The measures will block the individuals and companies, including 2 Russian firms, from doing business with U.S. nationals and will freeze any assets they hold in the United States. The United Nations is warning a new spiral of escalating violence in the Central African Republic is threatening to wipe out progress that's been made since the 2013 peace and reconciliation. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Renewed fighting between Christian anti-Balaka militia and the ex-Seleka Muslim rebels in mid-May continues to take a heavy toll. The United Nations reports more than 100,000 people have fled their homes. More than 100 have been killed and hundreds of others wounded. The UN's humanitarian coordinator for CAR, Najat Rushdie, says the peace dividend people were beginning to enjoy has all but disappeared. She warns worse lies ahead if the humanitarian and protection needs of the people continue to be forgotten by the international community. The UN official notes aid agencies are unable to provide the needed help because the United Nations has received only 25% of its $400 million humanitarian appeal. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
AP is reporting a gunman stormed a casino in the Philippines' capital and torched gambling tables in the crowded space, creating a choking level of smoke that killed at least 36 people. The gunman stuffed a backpack with casino chips before he fled and was found dead in an adjacent hotel early today of an apparent suicide. At the White House, President Trump spoke about the incident.
We're closely monitoring the situation, and I will continue to give updates anything happens during this period of time. But it is really very sad as to what's going on throughout the world with terror. Our thoughts and our prayers are with all of those affected.
The incident at the Manila casino came as the Philippine military has been battling Islamic State-linked militants in the southern city of Marawi. There's no word now whether the casino attack was terrorism or who, other than the gunman, might have been behind it. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile
That's the latest world news from VOA.